In the cool Catawba River mist, there's excitement in the air. From Lake Hickory shores across Unifor, it's spreading everywhere. From the young folks to the old folks, it's a feeling they can't hide. Since the crawdads came to Hickory, this whole town's filled with pride. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdads baseball, Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. There's an old rebel spirit in every part of Francis Stadium. So let's stand and cheer, cause the dads are here and the fight has just begun. And to those who should oppose us, well, let them know this law. When you tangle with a crawdad, you're gonna feel the claw. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad's baseball, Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. So come out to the ballpark for some good old-fashioned fun. Join your friends and family, the good times have just begun. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad's baseball, Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. Hickory's own number one hometown baseball.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
It's time for Crawdad's pregame as we take a look at last night's action and set the scene for tonight's contest. Let's go to the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth on the Crawdad's Radio Network. And from Fluor Field, here in Greenville, South Carolina, we welcome you to Friday Night Baseball, South Atlantic League style, as your Hickory Crawdads take on the Greenville Drive. Good evening, everybody. Brian Rushing here with you inside the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth, as this is game four of a six-game set, the second and final time that this Hickory Crawdads club comes to Fluor Field to take on the Greenville Drive. Of course, last night a 2-1 win for the Greenville Drive. A very tightly competitive game. As Mitch Bratt got the ball last night, and he was really solid. Very solid. 7 innings pitched, 3 hits. He did give up 2 runs, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. Unfortunately for Bratt and the Hickory Crawdads offense, they were only able to muster 2 hits in the contest as they would fall 2-1 last night. The night before, a complete opposite result as the Crawdads had it all going on, winning 13-5. And on that Wednesday night, Alejandro Osuna did something that had never been done in 32 seasons of Hickory Crawdads baseball. A cycle for Osuna on Wednesday night as Osuna and the Crawdads would get their lone win so far in the series. Of course, the last time these two clubs were together, they faced off here 6 times. Greenville won 4. The Crawdads won 2. The last time they were in Hickory, it was a near sweep for the Crawdads. They won 5 of the 6 games and were well out in front on the Sunday afternoon contest, only to be undone by a late rally from the Greenville Drive. We come back on the other side of the timeout. We'll get your lineups and your starting pitching matchup as it's Joseph Montalvo getting the ball this evening. He'll go opposite of Dalton Rogers for the Greenville Drive. We come back on the other side of the timeout. We'll be that much closer to a 7:05 first pitch on this Friday night here in the South Atlantic League. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
And we welcome you back to Crawdads pregame. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad that you could join us for a Friday night of baseball action in the South Atlantic League between your Hickory Crawdads as they take on the Greenville Drive. Of course, these two clubs fought it out for the South Atlantic League South Division Championship last year. It ended up being a magical year for the Greenville Drive, or at least a magical postseason, as they would sweep their way through the South Atlantic League playoffs, winning all 4 contests. They beat the Crawdads 2-0 in the division series. They beat the Hudson Valley Renegades 2-0 in the league championship to win their second league title over the course of 8 seasons. This year, they've not had quite the same success, as Greenville is 29-43 so far on the year. The Crawdads 30-42. You take a look at the second half standings, which are really all that matter at this point in the year, as everybody's looking for a possible playoff run to get into the postseason. Greenville is 3-3 in the South Division. The Hickory Crawdads are tied with Winston-Salem at 2-4 in the South Division. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's ball game. We'll start with the visitors, your Hickory Crawdads. As Cam Cauley will lead off, he'll be the shortstop this evening. 218 average for Cauley. Jason Morabell will bat second. He'll be in right field this evening. Sebastian Walcott gets the start over at third base this evening. He'll bat third. Luis Miesis will bat cleanup. He'll be at first base. Quincy Scott bats fifth. He's in left field tonight. Glider Figueroa is going to get the start tonight. He's the designated hitter. He's going to bat sixth this evening. Batting seventh will be Anthony Gutierrez, the center fielder tonight for the Crawdads. Ian Moeller bats eighth. He's the catcher. Ben Blackwell bats ninth. He is over at second base. So it's like this: Cauley, Morabell, Walcott, Miesis, Scott, Figueroa, Gutierrez, Moeller, and Blackwell for the Hickory Crawdads as they'll face off against Dalton Rogers. Rogers is a left-hander, 5'11", 23 years old. Young man was a third-round draft pick back in 2022. Of course, has spent some time in Salem with the Salem Sox before coming to Greenville. As he comes in with a record of 2-3 on the year with a 6.38 ERA, making his 10th start on the evening. Tonight, this is who the Greenville Drive will roll out with their starting lineup this evening. Is it'll look like this. Abram Liendo, he'll bat leadoff. He'll be the third baseman this evening. Alan Castro bats second. He'll be in center field. Cutter Coffey, shortstop, he's going to bat third this evening. Yostenson Garcia will bat cleanup. He's the right fielder. Since coming on, he's been a hot number for this Greenville Drive team as he got his first home run against the Hickory Crawdads up in Hickory. Since then, he's been on a bit of a tear. He's got 9 home runs already in his stint with the Greenville Drive to go with just 14 RBI. Brian Gonzalez bats fifth. He'll be at first base. Miguel Ugueto will bat sixth in left field. Eduardo Lopez bats seventh. He's the designated hitter. Luis Ravello bats eighth. He's over at second base tonight. And then Anderso Lira, who had a home run in that come-from-behind win. This was a Greenville team that had a 9-2 deficit to climb in the late innings. They would do so, beating the Crawdads the last game that these two clubs played against each other up in Hickory, a 10-9 win on that Sunday to foil the sweep for the Hickory Crawdads. So to look like this, Liendo, Castro, Coffey, Garcia, Gonzalez, Ugueto, Lopez, Ravello, and Lira for the Greenville Drive. Of course, Joseph Montalvo getting the start this evening. Montalvo, 6'2", right-hander out of Puerto Rico, a 20th round pick from back in 2021. Montalvo, 4-2 record on the year, a 2.79 ERA, making his 12th start on the season. 51 2/3 innings pitched, 42 hits, 21 runs, 16 earned, 14 walks, 67 strikeouts, a 2.16 average against. Of course, last time on the bump wasn't his best effort. 4 2/3 innings pitched, 6 hits, 3 runs, a walk, and 7 strikeouts. However, the club able to come back and beat the Bowling Green Hot Rods that night 10-3 in come-from-behind fashion. That's the starting lineups. That's our pitching matchup this evening. We come back on the other side of the break. We'll get you our schedule of games that we're going to keep an eye on in both Major League Baseball and the South Atlantic League as we continue on this Friday night here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Back here at Fluor Field in Greenville, South Carolina, just moments away from the start of the action tonight here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Radio only, audio only tonight on HickoryCrawdads.com. Going to keep an eye on three major league games this evening. As is customary, we're going to have an eye on the Texas Rangers. They're taking on the Baltimore Orioles. They're going to get started at 7:05. Max Scherzer gets the ball for the Texas Rangers. San Diego and Boston. Boston, the parent club of this Greenville Drive team, which I'll talk more about a little bit later on in this broadcast, as Fluor Field, a virtual exacting replica of Fenway Park. And I'll give you all the details here in just a little bit. Nick Pivetta gets the ball for the Red Sox. Pittsburgh and Atlanta, they're going to get started at 7:20 this evening. So it'll be Martin Perez taking on Charlie Morton in that contest. Rome against Winston-Salem in the South Atlantic League. Greensboro, Jersey Shore, Brooklyn, Aberdeen, Wilmington and Hudson Valley, Asheville and Bowling Green. That's the five other games in the South Atlantic League. We come back on the other side of the break. It's game time. First pitch action from Fluor Field. As your Hickory Crawdads take on the Greenville Drive, we'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Baseball fans, you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, and Black Tie Transportation. We take you now to the Sunbelt Rentals radio booth. It's time for Crawdads Baseball on the Crawdads Radio Network. And we welcome you inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth from Fluor Field in Greenville, South Carolina, as it's a fourth game of a six-game series featuring your Hickory Crawdads as they take on the Greenville Drive this evening. So glad that you could join us on this Friday night. Brian Rushing here with you, as it's fun to be back in the chair calling some Hickory Crawdads baseball on this Friday night. Of course, the first three games in the series, the Greenville Drive won two out of the first three. It was a win for Greenville 8-2 on Tuesday night. as Greenville would take advantage, scoring four runs in the fifth, a single run in the seventh, two in the eighth, as they would come from behind, or I should say they would come from an even ball game to score the four runs in the fifth inning, as they would take the win 8-2 on Tuesday night. Wednesday night, a different story. The Hickory Crawdads banged the baseball around the yard as they would win 13-5. In the course of that game, the Crawdads would have a lot of home runs. Luis Miesus with a home run. Alejandro Osuna. We'll get to him in just a moment. He hit a home run in the contest as well, as this was a Hickory Crawdads club that really did some work. Glider Figueroa also had a home run in the contest. This was a club that was really doing work. 13 runs, 12 hits. The first time in the franchise history of the Hickory Crawdads, Alejandro Osuna with a cycle. And from there, he moved to Frisco. He got optioned up to Double-A Frisco. We wish him the best moving forward. But the Crawdads tonight going to try to even up this series. Cam Cauley's in the box. We're ready for action. The first pitch from Dalton Rogers is a fastball up at 93 miles an hour. And we're underway. 7:06 is our first pitch time this evening. A minute off the schedule. 89 degrees. A cloudy 89 degrees. There is some rain possibly later this evening. As the pitch taken outside, Cam Cauley goes 2-0. Cauley, a .218 hitter, two home runs, 10 RBI on the season. He's getting the start tonight at shortstop. Jason Morabell in right field, Sebastian Walcott at third. That's the first three batters up as Cauley lifts the pitch high into the infield. It's Luis Ravello seems to have it measured. He'll make the catch, and there's one down. We'll get to the defensive alignment here in just a moment for the Greenville drive as Jason Morabell will step to the plate. Morabell, a .235 hitter on the season, comes in 1-for-7 so far on the week. .235, six home runs, 29 RBI. That leads the club. Rogers' first offering up at 94 miles an hour. Morabell has the one hit in the seven at-bats. Last night was a 2-1 loss as Morabell's going to roll it over toward the first base dugout. That's occupied by the Greenville drive. Here at this ballpark, the Hickory Crawdads occupy the third base dugout just like they do at LP Franz Stadium. And there's a very good reason why. We'll get into that in a moment. It's Morabell takes a strike at 87 miles an hour. Count goes to 1-2. One down here in the top of the first inning. As I was able to survive the drive down 85, which that's a feat unto itself. The 1-2, Morabell drives it out in the left center field, coming over and able to make the catch in left field is Miguel Ugueto for the second out of the inning. That ball jumped on Ugueto a little bit. Morabell hit a little harder, a little deeper than maybe Ugueto initially thought, was able to make the last second adjustment to make the fly ball out. Two down in the inning. That brings up Sebastian Walcott. The defensive alignment for the drive this evening. Miguel Ugueto in left field. Alan Castro in center. Yostinson Garcia in right field. Abram Liendo at third base. Cutter Coffey at short. The pitch from Dalton Rogers. 2-3 record on the year for Rogers. A 6.38 ERA. Misses high. Luis Ravello at second. Brian Gonzalez at first. Enderso Lira behind home plate. The 1-0 pitch taken down Main Street for a strike to even the count at 1-1. Walcott, a .233 hitter on the season. Six home runs, 26 RBI. So Walcott takes a miss up. So the count goes to 2-1. Our home plate umpire this evening, Jamal Allen on the bases, Connor Crowell. Good crowd here this evening, as I'm sure they'll get animated at some point tonight with all of the things going on. It's Scooby-Doo night here at the ballpark, and, well, Zoinks, they've got Scooby-themed uniforms on tonight. Walcott takes a pitch outside. He's going to draw a two-out walk. And that'll bring up Luis Meazes. Meazes, a .330 hitter with three home runs and 25 RBI. Meazes has done good work already in this series, 4-for-11 in the series with two home runs. And again, this is a ballpark that for a batter like Meazes, who doesn't try to hit majestic fly balls, doesn't try to lift the ball in the air particularly much, as Walcott's trying to go on the pitch. He's underneath the tag. He gets a stolen base. It's his ninth on the season. So for Walcott, he'll be in scoring position for Luis Meazes. 4-for-11 so far in the week. And in this ballpark, if you're a right-handed hitter, it's interesting the way the ballpark works out. As it can benefit a left-handed hitter, especially a left-handed hitter that hits line drives to right and right center field. I talked about this being an exacting replica virtually of Fenway Park. And because of that, you've got a lot of intricacies here at this ball yard. And it creates a lot of interesting angles. I mean, it really is. There's a lot of idiosyncratic things going on in this ballpark. It's Rogers misses outside. Meazes has a 2-1 count in his favor. Just getting started, no score. Two down here in the top of the first inning. Meazes last year spent the season with the Birmingham Barons in the AA Southern League as a member of the Chicago White Sox organization. Here's the pitch from Rogers. Meazes swings through it. Count goes to 2-2. The dimensions here, 310 feet away, the left field corner. 32-foot high wall. It's almost exactly what you would see in right field at LP Franz Stadium, except it's in left field, and it's in play as Meazes fouls the pitch off. Of course, at LP Franz Stadium, if you hit the ball over the fourth wall, well, it's a home run. If you hit it onto one of the second, third, or fourth tiers, it's a home run anyway. Here, the Green Monster is in play, just like Fenway Park. The deepest part of the ballpark here is just to the right of center at 420 feet. The 2-2 offering from Rogers misses inside. Almost got a piece of Meazes. The count runs full. Down the line here, there's a literal pesky pole, though it's not set up in the same way that pesky pole is set up in Boston, as you can actually have fans in the corner. There are no fans on the corner of the pesky pole here. The payoff pitch. Fastball right down the middle. Meazes takes strike three. And the Crawdads don't come up with anything. They strand a runner as we're a half inning through at Fluor Field. We'll be back in just a bit. Greenville Drive coming to bat here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.HickoryCrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium, That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the Claw.
Hi, this is Maggie Hartnett of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the Claw, y'all.
Joseph Montalvo is on the bump for the Hickory Crawdads this evening as he will face off against Abram Liendo, Alan Castro, and Cutter Coffee. First pitch from Joseph Montalvo is a fastball at 91, missing outside to Abram Liendo. Liendo, a 214 hitter, two homers, 19 RBI. As Liendo's going to foul that one up over the rooftop and out of play. Out onto the, one of the parallel streets here, running around the ballpark. Lando over at third base this evening. Alan Castro in center field. Cutter Coffee, the shortstop, middle third of the order. The 2-1 from Montalvo misses down. The count goes to 3-1. Yostenson Garcia will bat fourth. Brian Gonzalez fifth. Miguel Ugueto sixth. Eduardo Lopez, Luis Ravello, and Derso Lira make up the bottom third of the order for the Greenville Drive. It's Iggy Suarez, the manager of the Greenville Drive, as that's a walk to Abram Liendo. Last time out for Joseph Montalvo, certainly was not his best effort. He went 4 2/3 innings, gave up 6 hits, 3 runs, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. It wasn't a poor effort by any stretch, but it wasn't what we've become accustomed to seeing out of Joseph Montalvo. Fortunately, he got the no decision as the Crawdads would rally late with a 10-3 win. Liendo goes, the pitch inside, the throw down to second, not nearly in time. Liendo's got himself a stolen base. The defensive alignment this evening for the Crawdads, Quincy Scott in left field, Anthony Gutierrez in center, Jason Morabell in right, Sebastian Walcott at third base, Cam Cauley at short, Ben Blackwell at second, Luis Miesus at first base, the battery Ian Moeller and Joseph Montalvo. The pitch driven down the left field line and foul territory, making its way toward the TD Bank Family Terrace, and it'll land in the netting. There was a point in time here in this ballpark the netting did not exist. So if you and your family wanted to sit on the family terrace, which is the angled berm that goes out toward third base and shortstop, well, you were prone to getting a couple of foul balls coming pretty hot your direction. In recent years, they've put the netting up all the way down beyond the terrace way, and it's for the good of the fans. They don't like it as far as souvenirs concerned, but no one gets hurt any longer from a ball getting into the terrace area as they've got Liendo picked off, and there's Cam Cauley. Cam Cauley did a very good job there. As Liendo was taking some liberties off of second base, Montalvo spotted him. Cauley came from behind, got him, and he ran him down himself. Did a pump fake on a throw to slow him down, but that's the first out of the inning. As it's a pickoff for Joseph Montalvo. Alan Castro, a 223 hitter, four homers, 22 RBI. As Castro's going to pop that one into foul ground. It's going to make its way onto the rooftop, and the count goes to 1-2. The uniforms this evening, the Crawdads wearing their usual gray tops. Crawdads written across the chest in red, outlined in black. The gray pants, black sleeves, black socks, black belts. They're wearing the black hat with the Crawdad C holding the ball and the red bill. As that ball hit out to second, Blackwell fields it. The short throw to Miesus. There's two down. To give you an idea of what the Greenville Drive are wearing, and for those of you that have synced up the audio for this broadcast to MILB.TV, you know exactly what I'm describing. But picture the Mystery Machine from Scooby-Doo. Well, that's the jersey. Green, blue, flowers, a real hippie-looking sort of jersey with Mystery Machine colors. It's the pitch from Montalvo. Misses outside to Cutter Coffee. Coffee, a 252 hitter with 12 homers, 37 RBI. The numbers are in orange on the back. Of course, these jerseys are up for auction, so if you wanted to take a look at them, you can find them online. If you want to bid for one, you can do that too, but of course, you probably should save your money for the next Crawdads promo jersey coming out, which, oh, by the way, you can probably go on to the Hickory Crawdads website and maybe get you a Country Western jersey. You never know what's still out there. You may want to take a look. Montalvo, sat ball's going to get rolled down to third. Walcott quickly fires the throw. Miesis can't pick it up. Getting over to second base is going to be Cutter Coffee. It's going to be an infield single, I would imagine, with a throwing error. We'll wait to see how they score it. I don't think there's any way, realistically, that Walcott gets Cutter Coffee with the throw, but it looks like they're going straight up error, which would be the 16th for Sebastian Walcott. Cutter Coffee's down at second base. And that's going to bring up Yostinson Garcia, 310 hitter on the year, and they are going to give a hit and an error. I think that's the proper application there. As Garcia lifts the ball out into left center field, Quincy Scott ranges over, makes the catch. That'll retire the side. A hit, an error, puts a runner in scoring position, and that's all they get. A runner left on. We've played an inning here in Greenville. Scoreless on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back. Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the second inning, Quincy Scott to lead things off for the Crawdads against Dalton Rogers. Quincy Scott comes in a 202 hitter with one home run, 27 runs driven in. The left-hander wheels and fires. Scott takes a pitch down low to work the count to 2-0. Scott now behind 1-2 in the count to lead off the second inning, as it'll be Scott, Glider Figueroa, and Anthony Gutierrez. The left-hander deals. That pitch misses down. The count evens at 2-2. Of course, throughout the night, I'll give you some more detail on the intricacies here of the ballpark. We'll give you an opportunity to make the broadcast interactive, which I'm already starting to get some activity with that I'll address a little bit later on. Scott pops that one up around home plate, and Darso Lira got a late look at it, but was able to make the catch. And there's one down here in the second. And this will bring up Glider Figueroa. Figueroa, 3 for 12 so far in his time with the Hickory Crawdads. He joined the club just in time for the Tuesday game, and from there hit a home run on Wednesday. He's the designated hitter in this contest. He swings and misses. Glider Figueroa, 6 foot, right-handed bat from the Dominican, free agent signed from back in 2021, of course came from the Down East Wood Ducks. Figueroa falls behind 0-2. It's the pitch taken down. Obviously, first impressions, well, I really like his bat. A little bit of a Hornsby barrel with a black handle. Hornsby is like the dark brown color that you see as the slider misses down. The Hornsby barrel and the black handle, I think, is just a phenomenal look. Two-tone, black in the handle. Halfway through, it turns into that Hornsby stain, which is just sensational. It's my favorite. The pitch. Figueroa swings and misses. Second strikeout for Dalton Rogers, and there's two down in the inning. That'll bring up Anthony Gutierrez. Gutierrez, a 250 hitter. No homers, 14 RBI. This is his first action that he's seen so far in the series. These two clubs facing off in the third series against one another. They'll play one more time up at LP Franz Stadium. As Gutierrez takes a strike. Gutierrez wears the pants up to the knees. Black socks going all the way up. Rogers pulls the string on that pitch. Gutierrez swings and misses. Count goes to 0-2. I mentioned the Mystery Machine jerseys. They've got the Greenville Drive logo on the left side chest. Got the white pants with the red piping stripe, a la the Boston Red Sox. So that pitch is fouled out of the mitt of Darso Lira to keep the count at 0-2. Wearing the navy blue hat with the white G in the same font as the Boston Red Sox B. This is a club that made the move into this ballpark in 2006. The pitch, Gutierrez is going to foul it off. And up until 2004, they were the AA affiliate in this town of the Atlanta Braves, before the Braves took their team to Pearl, Mississippi. Fast forward to 2024, they're playing their final year in Pearl, Mississippi. Next year, they will go to Columbus, Georgia. Columbus, Georgia will get baseball again. Fastball driven out to center field. Making the catch is Alan Castro. That'll retire the side. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Dalton Rogers. We've played an inning and a half here in Greenville. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Bottom of the second inning. Scoreless ball game here inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad you could join us on this Friday night. It'll be Brian Gonzalez, Miguel Ugueto, Eduardo Lopez batting here in the second inning against Joseph Montalvo. Had a lot of movement recently since the last time I was with you. Winston Santos, it'll no longer be a Santos Saturday night. He is in Frisco, as is Skylar Hales, as is Alejandro Osuna. Osuna hits for the cycle on Wednesday, hops on a plane to Frisco, and we wish him all the very best. It's always an interesting thing when it comes to player movement. When a guy advances, you wish him well. If you see him again, awesome, but you never really want to see him again in the same spot. You hope they just continue to progress. As Montalvo, the 0-2 to Brian Gonzalez, the pitch. That ball's driven out to right field, and it's hit pretty well. Morabell drifting back. He'll make the catch just shy of the track, and there's one down. And that'll bring up Miguel Ugueto, a 270 hitter with two home runs and 19 RBI. Ugueto, the right-handed batter. Montalvo wheels and fires. Joseph Montalvo, 4-2 record, 2.79 ERA. That 2.16 average against, one of the better in the league. As the slider misses outside. Cloudy. Right now, it was warm. I mean, it got up to around 91 here in Greenville. The upstate, usually a little warmer than you get in the uniform. Greenville, a pretty happening town, pretty good weather. And there's always a chance during this time of the year, as is commonly the case, in the uniform for a little rain shower in the afternoon evening. As the pitch misses, Ugueto walks. That's the second free pass allowed by Joseph Montalvo. It's Eduardo Lopez, 186 hitter with three homers and 10 RBI, will step to the plate. Lopez, switch hitter. It's the breaking ball from Montalvo, taken for a strike. Scoreless ball game here in the bottom of the second inning. I'm here for the final three. I'll be here tomorrow night. 6:50 will be our pregame show time. 7:05 first pitch. Sunday, 2:50 pregame show. 3:05 first pitch. As Greenville plays their home games later than anyone else in the South Atlantic League. Why particularly? I've got a theory, but I'm not entirely sure. I've never asked. It's the pitch from Montalvo, misses outside. Count goes to 2-0. This is a bustling area. There is a lot going on. But at the same time,
you have churches nearby. So to avoid some of the congestion of getting around during the lunchtime hour when church ends for a lot of places, if you play a little bit later here at the ballpark, you've got a little more opportunity to get those folks to come back for baseball. That's a theory. As this ballpark is right in the heart of a bustling uptown, downtown area, whatever word you prefer to use, there is a lot going on. And I mean, so much more has happened in the last 5 years. Going on the pitch is Ugueto. That ball driven out to center field. Ugueto's going to have to retreat. Gutierrez makes the catch, and there's two down. That's going to bring up Luis Ravello, the second baseman, a 196 hitter with three homers and 18 RBI. So here's the thing, okay? I've told you about the pesky pole. I've told you about the triangle area, the deepest part of the ballpark, just to the right of center field. I've told you about the green monster, 32 foot high, ranges all the way out, I would say, 40 yards into the left center field gap. But around the ballpark is another piece of the really unique puzzle, the really unique vista that you see here at the ballpark is the breaking pitch taken for a strike to Ravello. There are condominiums just beyond the left field wall. It's a perfect place to see. If you own one of those condominiums, you basically have a season's pass to the Greenville Drive. You can sit on your porch and watch baseball anytime there's a game in town. And it's not just minor league baseball. Oh, no, there's a lot of upstate teams that play college baseball going all the way into February when Michigan State comes down every year. Montalvo, 1-1 pitch. It's taken for a strike. Smoller was ready to fire, but Ugueto never made a move. One ball, two strike count. Michigan State comes down every year to play a series in this ballpark. Craig Brown, the owner of the franchise, made it a point to bring his alma mater down and have them in cold weather in East Lansing come down to warmer weather. As the pitch misses outside, count goes to 2-2. You've had the Southern Conference baseball tournament happen here yearly in May. There is a lot of baseball that's played here at this ballpark, both college and pro. Throw over to first, nothing happening there. Just a few blocks down the road, you've got just incredible dining, things to see, places to go, coffee shops, breweries. You've even got a train line that would run through the area. Is that ball driven out to center field? Gutierrez will camp underneath it, make the catch, and that'll retire the side. Another walk allowed by Joseph Montalvo, but the runner stranded on base. We played two innings here in a scoreless ball game in Greenville. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you. And we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, this is Alex Cook of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. And now, back to Brian Rushen in the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth.
Ian Moeller leads things off here in the top of the third inning, a scoreless ball game here in Greenville, South Carolina. Moeller, first pitch from Dalton Rogers, misses down. It'll be Moeller, Ben Blackwell, Cam Collin. 8-9-1 in the order here for the Crawdads. Game four of a six-game set. Moeller, a 195 hitter. One home run, 11 driven in. It's the pitch from Rogers, misses outside. Dalton Rogers clearly has a skill set that intrigues the Boston Red Sox organization as he misses high. And it's at the high level that you begin to see a pitcher form into what they can ultimately be. It's where the upside starts to really begin to show some teeth. And once they've kind of crossed that or gotten over the hurdle of high A ball, then you start to take them to double A where it gets real. It's the pitch from Rogers taken for a strike, the count 3-1. Moeller swings and misses at 3-1. The count goes full. The South Atlantic League for the longest time was an A-League. But with the recent shifting of minor league baseball, it became a high league, and this is where you have guys that seem to do things a little more effortlessly than at the A level. A lot of stuff has started to come around as Moeller smashes that one. It's fielded at shortstop by Cutter Coffey. He makes the throw across. That's a really solid play. Coffey had to go to ground but was able to concentrate on the baseball. Made a phenomenal play there, got up and made a very simple throw over to Brian Gonzalez. There's one down here in the third. Figure now's as good a time to make the broadcast interactive. If you want to reach out to me while you're listening or watching on MILB.TV, and you'd have to sync it up. This is audio only if you're hearing me tonight. Dan Scott, Tom Van Oy, they're handling the MILB.TV side for the Greenville Drive. But if you've got me on from the audio perspective and you're here at the ballpark or you're watching on MILB.TV, thank you. This is your chance to reach out. Rogers, the pitch, cut on and missed. Ben Blackwell falls behind 0-2. If you want to find me by way of email tonight, brush@hickorycrawdads.com. That's brush@hickorycrawdads.com. If you want to let me know where you're tuning in tonight, would love to hear from you. Would love to give you the obligatory greetings and salutations. If you've got a question for me, would love to answer it. As Blackwell back up the middle, it'll fall into center field for a base knock as he gets the first hit for the Crawdads this evening. And that'll bring up Cam Collin. If you want to find me on X Twitter, you can find me at What's Up B-Rush PXP. At What's Up B-Rush PXP. The PXP stands for play-by-play. You can find me on X or Twitter. Again, if you want to let me know where you're tuning in, would love to hear from you tonight. As Cauley takes the pitch up. He popped up to second his first time up in the ballgame. If you've got a question for me, would love to answer it. And we had some folks already checking in much earlier in the game. We're going to get to that in just a moment. As Cauley swings and misses on the breaking ball. As the count evens at 1-1. I want to say hello this evening to a familiar face and even a familiar voice at LP Fran Stadium. Lee Schell's here tonight up in the monster seats out in left center field. I think I see them. It's a gaggle of folks. They're waving. I'm waving. As I am directly behind home plate. great view here. There's about four or five people waving at nobody in particular, and the folks behind them are like, what is going on? But that's fine. That's fine. As Cauley has a 2-1 count. As that gaggle of fans have made their way to Fluor Field, and they have got some of the best seats in the ballpark. If you've never been here, you need to come once. Because it's not too far away from Hickory, but it's as unique a ballpark as you're going to go see. If you're in North and South Carolina, there's two ballparks outside of LP Franz Stadium, because you should go there with regularity. As Cauley swings and misses, the count goes to 2-2. There's two ballparks in North and South Carolina you absolutely have to go to. As the pitch cut on and missed, Cauley a strikeout victim. It's the third punch out for Dalton Rogers. Two down in the inning. That brings up Jason Morbell. This is one of them. Fluor Field, a one of a kind in minor league baseball. This is done incredibly well. The other one, one of the newest ball clubs to make their way into the Diamond Baseball Holdings crew. As Morbell swings and misses, the throw down to second. Ben Blackwell stays on the bag. He gets the stolen base. The second steal of the night for the Crawdads, and now a runner in scoring position. The Charlotte Knights, Truist Field, is unreal. If you've been there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you've not, you've got to get there. And we welcome the Charlotte Knights to the Diamond Baseball Holdings family. As Morbell takes the pitch high. Of course, the Hickory Crawdads were purchased last year by Diamond Baseball Holdings, as well as the Downeastwood Ducks. The announcement was made that Down East would have their franchise move from Kinston, North Carolina, to Spartanburg, which is where the Hub City Spartanburgers will take residence next year. Also this week, it was announced that the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, the AA affiliate for the New York Mets, were part of the Diamond Baseball Holdings family as well. So salute to you, our newest brothers and sisters in the Diamond Baseball Holdings group. As Morbell swings and misses, and that's going to be a strikeout to close out the third inning. Ben Blackwell gets the first hit for the Crawdads. He gets a stolen base. He's left at second. We go to the bottom of the third inning. A scoreless game here at Fluor Field. We'll be back on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the third inning, scoreless ball game. Brian rushing inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth. So glad that you could join us on this Friday night. And Dare Solera will lead things off for the Greenville Drive, followed by Abram Liendo and Alan Castro. 9-1-2 in the order against Joseph Montalvo. As the second half of the 2024 season is underway. As Lyra drives that ball out to left center field, but that's a bad place to hit it. Plenty of ground out there. Gutierrez makes the catch easily, and there's one down. I talk about the triangle just to the right of center field. 420 in that area. And actually, if you go to the very corner, it's actually closer to 425, even 427. I mean, it's a long, long way out there. Well, there's another nook and cranny of this ballpark in left center field that you have to hit it there some 415 just to even get it to the wall. There is a ton of nuance here in this ballpark. As Abram Leando takes the first pitch for ball one. One down here in the bottom of the third inning, a scoreless ball game between the drive and the Crawdads, and that's going to get down for a base knock. It's the first hit, I should say the second hit, and Abram Leando is going to get into second base. That was a sinking line drive out into left center field that split the defense between Anthony Gutierrez and Jason Morbell. Leando took liberties, and he's in at second base with a double. And that'll bring up Alan Castro. I mentioned the condominiums just beyond left field. The monster seats, all that good stuff. There is actually basically a bar area above the condominium, up on the rooftop. And I mean, it is ornate. Very nicely done. Great view of the field. And a place to just hang out with friends. That's what I'm saying. This ballpark has become a microcosm of the city of Greenville, as they have really created a dynamic for young professional individuals to enjoy a night at the ballpark. And there are great crowds here virtually every weekend. And tonight is no exception. This is a city that's flourishing in the South Atlantic League. Truly flourishing. The pitch from Montalvo misses outside. Abram Leando over at second base. One down here in the bottom of the third inning. Crawdads trying to even up this series here at Fluor Field. It's the pitch. Misses down. The count goes to 3-1. Castro grounded out to second his first time up. We talked about the offense of the Hickory Crawdads on Wednesday night. Well, we need to talk about a new arm that we saw on the bump Wednesday night as Castro swings and misses. Cole Drake got the ball on Wednesday night for the Hickory Crawdads, and he was really solid. As he and Mitch Bratt both put together some great performances. That ball is going to be lifted high into foul ground. Sebastian Walcott giving chase. He'll make the catch, and there's two down. There's not a ton of foul ground here in this ballpark. So anytime you can get a foul pop, that's sort of like carrying around an extra $5 in your wallet. Two down in the inning. That's going to bring up Cutter Coffey, who reached on an infield single as he hit a dribbler down the third baseline. Cutter Coffey has put together some pretty substantial numbers. A 250 hitter with 12 home runs. That's among the league leaders. As Coffey has 12 homers, 37 RBI. In the South Atlantic League, Brian Gonzalez is second in the league with 13 homers. In a tie for third, Cutter Coffey, amongst a bevy of other power hitters in the South Atlantic League. That ball bounced out to Cam Cauley. He'll field it on that second bounce. The throw to Miesis in time. And we've played three innings here at Fluor Field. Scoreless ball game. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Eggs. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
Top of the fourth inning, Sebastian Walcott to lead things off for the Hickory Crawdads. It'll be Walcott, Miesus, Quincy Scott here at Fluor Field. I promised you throughout the night we would keep an eye on Major League Baseball scores, particular games of interest involving the parent clubs and the Atlanta Braves. And we'll also take a look at the South Atlantic League scores, all leading up to the Black Tie Transportation postgame show that'll come up after every Hickory Crawdads game. As the pitch misses, Walcott has a 2-0 advantage. Walcott walked his first time up, stole a base. As Walcott's going to rattle that one around the roof here. As it got to the underside. Walcott swings and misses at a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. The count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. This ballpark opened up April of 2006. After a year down at Municipal Stadium, as Walcott, a soft line drive out behind second base. The play is made at second by Luis Ravello, and that's the first out. And that'll bring up Luis Miesus, who struck out his first time up. September of 2004, the Greenville Drive announced that they're leaving Greenville to go to Pearl, Mississippi. This was a Greenville city that was going to be without minor league baseball. They had had the AA affiliate of the Atlanta Braves for a long, long time. As Miesus drives the ball to left center field into one of the deeper parts of the ballpark, out in front of the Milliken sign, Alan Castro makes the catch. It's like in Dirceu Lira a half an inning ago. That's not a place you want to hit a lazy fly ball. No matter how deep you hit it, no matter how far it goes, it usually ends up in a glove just shy of the warning track. With two down, that brings up Quincy Scott. And in a last-moment move, the city of Columbia, South Carolina, it was announced, would be losing their South Atlantic League squad. The Mets A affiliate would be moving here to Greenville and changing affiliations. And this is going into the Wayback Machine when it comes to your South Atlantic League history. The Columbia Mets were a franchise that got started in 1983. They ultimately became the Capital City Bombers. It's the 1-1 pitch coming from Dalton Rogers. As it misses down, the count goes to 2-1 to Quincy Scott. Scott popped to the catcher and foul ground his first time up. But the Shelby Mets lost their franchise in 82. They moved to Columbia. The Shelby Mets, yes, Shelby, North Carolina, had a minor league team in the early 80s. Lenny Dykstra of Mets fame was one of the last players of note to play in Shelby for the Mets. This was all part of John Henry Moss's plan to have as many South Atlantic League teams, which was previously the Western Carolina League. Well, there's not much Western about this league, and there's certainly less and less Carolina about this league. It seems to happen every year. But he wanted teams in Gastonia. He wanted teams in Shelby, teams in Spartanburg, Asheville, Greenwood, South Carolina, etc., etc. Boy, has the league grown since then. Rogers wheels and fires the payoff pitch. Scott's going to have himself a single to right. So Quincy Scott keeps the inning alive as he gets a single to right field, and that brings up Glider Figueroa. Figueroa struck out his first time up. And the Capital City Bombers would leave in 2004 for Greenville, South Carolina. They would play 1 year in the abandoned Greenville Municipal Stadium while Fluor Field was being built. They opened this ballpark up. As that ball's hit back up the middle, the play made by Coffey in time to retire the side. In 2005, this became a Red Sox affiliate, and the rest is Greenville history. So we go to the bottom of the fourth inning, a scoreless ball game. We'll be back on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Bottom of the fourth inning, scoreless ball game here at Fluor Field. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad you could join me for a little Friday night baseball in the South Atlantic League. And to me, this is as good as it gets. So Stenson Garcia will lead things off for the Greenville drive. He'll be followed by Brian Gonzalez and Miguel Ugueto. Stenson Garcia hit his first home run of the season against the Hickory Crawdads at LP Franz Stadium. Since then, he's been on a bit of a tear. A 3-10 hitter coming into the ballgame lifts that ball out to shallow right field, and the ball was bobbled by Ben Blackwell. Okay, no harm done. It only partially popped out. That'll bring up Brian Gonzalez. It's all fun and games until it hits the ground. Otherwise, we're good. Gonzalez flew out to right field his first time up. Montalvo delivers. Pitch misses outside. Next week, it's the Winston-Salem Dash. As I'll be broadcasting the three games here. This is going to be a busy week for me personally. Three games here, three games back in Hickory, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at home at LP Franz Stadium against the Winston-Salem Dash. Montalvo, slider cut on and missed. Count goes to 1-2. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday in Winston-Salem. It's a rare split six-game series home and home between Hickory and Winston-Salem. And you heard me right. It's a Monday game. The very rarest of Monday games will be played in the South Atlantic League this coming Monday at LP Franz Stadium. As the pitch misses up, count goes to 2-2. Now, what that means is that the Hickory Crawdads will get Sunday and Monday off prior to going to Bowling Green, Kentucky to wrap up the pre-All-Star game part of the schedule. So that ball gets on the rooftop. Count stays at 2-2. So because of the game on Monday, there won't be a Sunday game. So the team's going to get 2 days off prior to making their way out to the Central Time Zone north of Nashville in Bowling Green, Kentucky, to take on the Hot Rods. And then from there, they go to the All-Star break. As Gonzalez swings and misses, it's a strikeout for Montalvo, and there's two down in the fourth. And for Montalvo, that's just the first strikeout of the ballgame. That'll bring up Miguel Ugueto. Ugueto walked his first time up. When we come back from the All-Star break, it'll be July 19th, and the Greensboro Grasshoppers will be in town for the final three games that these two clubs will face off against one another. It'll be that odd 15-game head-to-head matchup on the 2024 season against a non-division rival. Greensboro won the first half, North Division title. They'll be in the playoffs. Rome won the first half, South Division title. They'll be in the playoffs. So they're already putting their marketing plans in place as we speak. The 0-2 misses outside. So I'll be bringing you the next nine games on HickoryCrawdads.com, the audio feed, and then MILB.TV Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday back at LP Franz Stadium. So be sure to tune in. As the pitch misses up, Ugueto thought about chasing but held off. So Ugueto fouls the pitch back to the screen. No runs on two hits, one error for the Crawdads. 0-2-0 for the Greenville drive. That ball's hit down the third baseline. Walcott can't come away with the baseball. It'll hit the short wall and left. The throw to second will not be in time, as it's going to be a two-out double for Miguel Ugueto. Ugueto hit a bouncer over the second base bag. Walcott couldn't come away with the play. And once it hit the short wall, because you have to play for the corner, Quincy Scott has to make a run toward the 310 sign. Because if it gets into the corner and you don't play it as such, then you've got all kinds of problems. But it hit the short wall. And at least it gave Scott an opportunity to change direction and hold Ugueto to a double. So that brings up Eduardo Lopez. Lopez is going to foul it off over to the third base side. Commonly, the breeze here in the ballpark is going to actually go out from the left field foul pole out to center field. It's doing the opposite tonight. And when that happens, it usually is a sign of A, cooler temperatures, and or B, rain. There is a possibility of rain in the area tonight, but right now, we're good. Montalvo with a 1-1. Misses up at 91. Count goes to 2-1. Miguel Agueto, the runner down at second with two down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. A scoreless ball game at LP at Fluor Field in Greenville, South Carolina. It's Montalvo misses down. If Lopez can keep the inning alive, it'll bring up Luis Ravello. Lopez waits on the 3-1. And that's a missed fastball at 91 miles an hour. And it's the third walk given up by Joseph Montalvo. And Ravello will step to the plate. Julio Valdez will come out and have a brief conversation with his right-hander. Figure now's as good a time to take a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard. And since we've got a break, I can actually dive into more than just the three games we commonly keep a track of. In Baltimore, it's scoreless between the Rangers and the Orioles, as Max Scherzer's getting his second start for the Texas Rangers. The Atlanta Braves to Pittsburgh Pirates, middle of the third inning. The Braves have a 1-0 lead against the Pittsburgh Pirates. In Boston, the Red Sox taking on San Diego. That game is scoreless in the bottom of the fourth inning, as it's Nick Pivetta taking on Randy Vasquez. I had that written down somewhere, found it. It's Montalvo. Throws a strike to the outside edge. Ravello lifted a ball out to center field, his only time up. Montalvo trying to work out of the fourth inning trouble. As the pitch misses down, the count goes to even at 1-1. The Phillies have a 1-0 lead on the Marlins. That's in the bottom of the seventh inning. Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber both went on the IL today. 10 days. Wouldn't surprise me if they just hold them out until the All-Star break. The Rays have a 2-0 lead on the Washington Nationals, bottom of the fourth inning. As the pitch just misses, count goes to 2-1. The Toronto Blue Jays 1-0 lead against the New York Yankees. Yusei Kikuchi pitching for the Blue Jays. The Astros and the Mets facing off against one another. As Ravello swings and misses, the count goes to 2-2. We've got plenty of games that are going to get started a little bit later on. Games like the Guardians, the Royals, Cubs, Brewers, Reds, Cardinals, Rockies, White Sox, Tigers, Angels, Athletics, Diamondbacks. That ball's going to get rolled. Montalvo mishandles it, and the bases are going to be loaded. Montalvo took his eye off the baseball just before fielding it to try to see if he could make his way over to first on his own or whether he had to flip to Meneses. In the process, he took his eye off the baseball, and he mishandled it. This one's going to be a tough one for the score. They're going to give it a hit. Montalvo pulls the string on the pitch, and there Solera swings and misses. So now we've got ourselves a circumstance that Joseph Montalvo needs to get out of here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Base is loaded. So that pitch misses wide. Count evens at one apiece. Two outs. Miguel Agueto with a double. Eduardo Lopez walked. Luis Ravello with an infield single that, had it been scored an error, I don't know that I would have necessarily protested. That could have literally gone either way. It's Montalvo taking advantage of Lira's desire to want to hit a grand slam somewhere out into Lawrence County, has a 1-2 count in his favor. Montalvo one strike away from getting out of the jam. Can he make it happen? Here's the pitch. Breaking ball popped up, and it looks like he's going to get out of the trouble. It's the ball in the infield. Ben Blackwell's going to give way to Cam Cauley, and that's a very good job by Joseph Montalvo. He feels like he probably put himself in the spot, but he certainly got himself out of it. Lira pops up to the infield. We've played four innings. Scoreless ball here at Fluor Field. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? Hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? Hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? Hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Anthony Gutierrez to lead things off here in the fifth inning against Dalton Rogers, who's been very solid thus far. But I think it's time for the Crawdads to go ahead and dial some things up offensively here. It's Gutierrez's first time up. Flew out to center field. It'll be Gutierrez, Moeller, Blackwell, bottom third of the order for the Crawdads. So they've been out hit by the drive, 4-2 in this ballgame. But this could be the inning. A little backside production from this Crawdads team. Give Joseph Montalvo a couple three runs to work with. Maybe come away with a win this evening. That sounds like a recipe that I can subscribe to. Gutierrez, that ball. Driven out to left center field. Ugueto ranges, makes the catch, and there's one down. Did you vote for the All-Star game? Of course, I was reminding you repeatedly that this is your opportunity in phase one of voting to send your Texas Rangers to Globe Life Field to play in the Midsummer Classic. Did you do it? You can find out more by going to rangers.com/vote. And it's always good to check out rangers.com anyway, just to see what's going on. It's the pitch from Rogers. Almost hit the mascot. As he missed Endirso Lira, he missed the plate umpire Jamal Allen. He almost hit someone in the third row had there not been a net there. Smoller rolls that out to shortstop. Cutter Coffey fields it, flips it over to first, and there's quickly two down. That'll bring up Ben Blackwell. I mentioned the minor league scores. Top of the fourth inning, Rome is beating Winston-Salem 3-0. That's at Truist Stadium. I'll be there next weekend. Greensboro, 6-0 lead against Jersey Shore. They're playing up in Jersey. Brooklyn has a 2-0 lead on Aberdeen, top of the fourth inning. Wilmington down 3-0 to Hudson Valley. Top of the third inning, bottom of the first. Asheville and Bowling Green scoreless. but they've just started. It's there in the central time zone, Bowling Green, Kentucky. Blackwell hits it sharply, but it was fielded cleanly by Brian Gonzalez, and that'll retire the side. We are halfway through at Fluor Field. Scoreless ball game. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Maggie Hartnett of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Bottom of the fifth inning. Scoreless ball game as it'll be Abram Liendo to lead things off for the Greenville Drive, followed by Alan Castro and Cutter Coffee, as Dalton Rogers and Joseph Montalvo are in a bona fide pitcher's duel. As Liendo laces one out to center field, he's got himself a single and a multi-hit ball game. So it's the fifth hit allowed by Joseph Montalvo. So that's going to bring up Alan Castro. Castro grounds out to second, pops to third in foul ground. He's 0 for 2 in the ballgame. Montalvo is the first pitch. Gets away from Moeller. Liendo thought about going, but then he realized that Moeller got a pretty fortuitous bounce, as it bounced directly behind the right-handed batter's box into the hand of Moeller. See, he lost it for a split second, but recovered quickly. So the count goes to 1-0. Liendo, as he's going to go. The pitch inside to throw to second. They call him safe. And Cam Cawley might have had a second opportunity to swipe a tag on him, as Liendo actually overslid the bag. He was able to recover. If Cawley would have held on to the tag throughout, eventually Liendo would have been out. It turns out he's got a stolen base. It's his second of the night. That ball hit down the right field line, but it is a good bit foul. It got the crowd energized for just a brief moment, but Castro really, really turned on it. So the count goes to 2-1. Abram Liendo, the runner down at second. As Castro is going to foul the pitch off the padding or the backstop wall. It's going to pop up straight up in the air about 30 feet high before it finally gets down to the grass. Montalvo, the 2-2. That ball hits sharply out to Ben Blackwell. Abram Liendo is going to go over to third. It's a productive out at the very least as Castro moves Liendo over to third. And with one down, that's going to bring up Cutter Coffey. And Chad Comer, looks like that could be the end of the night. I can't really make out if anybody has been throwing because all the bullpens are behind the right field wall, but apparently that's the end of the night for Joseph Montalvo. When we come back, we'll let you know who's coming on to pitch for the Hickory Crawdads. It's a scoreless ball game in the bottom of the fifth inning. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Jackson Kelly is on to pitch for the Hickory Crawdads. 1-0, or I should say scoreless ball game, one down, bottom of the fifth inning. Cutter Coffey steps to the plate. Jackson Kelly, the right-handed pitcher. We'll get to his numbers in just a moment. His first offering hit sharply and almost got the backside of Abram Liendo. Liendo had to go to the dirt. Fortunately for him, he was in foul ground. Had he been hit by the ball, it would have been a foul ball, which is why you take your lead and foul ground at third. But now that Liendo has been startled just a wee bit, Jackson Kelly, who steps on the slab all the way over on the third base side, will make his offering to Cutter Coffey. Misses wide, count evens at 1-1. Jackson Kelly, a 3-0 record on the season. That pitch, a slow bender to the outside. Misses the count, or misses on the swing as Cutter Coffey. It goes to 1-2. The infield for the Crawdads all playing in. They're going to try to cut down Liendo if he takes liberties heading home. And if Jackson Kelly can get Cutter Coffey to chase outside, he's going to go way outside. Coffey chases again, and he's a strikeout victim. It's the second strikeout for Crawdads pitching, and there's more importantly two outs in the inning. That brings up Yostenson Garcia. Now, the thing about Yostenson Garcia is he's really not a guy that likes to put the ball on the ground. So he's going to likely hit it in the air. So they'll check down to the base umpire, Connor Crowell. Garcia did not commit to the swing. As Garcia has flown out to left field, and he's popped to second. Kelly, 88 miles an hour. Oh, okay. He dialed that one up. He's familiar to this ballpark. He played here as a member of the Mercer Bears. Southern Conference tournaments held here. Mercer, a SoCon school. Is that breaking ball taken for strike two? Kelly offers you a different look. 3-0 record on the year, a 2.97 ERA, making his 22nd appearance, 36 and a third innings pitched. Garcia takes time. 19 hits, 12 runs, all earned. He's walked 14, struck out 44, a 151 average against. Here's the pitch. Garcia fouls it off, stays alive. Jackson Kelly, 5'11 right-hander out of Marietta, Georgia. 12th round pick from back in 2022. That ball's going to be lifted foul again. Jackson Kelly has no problem if Garcia wants to lift the ball. As long as he doesn't barrel it up and he pops up, that's going to get the Crawdads out of the inning. And that ball is lifted to right field. It's going to stay in the yard. Morabell ranges over. He'll make the catch, and Jackson Kelly gets a strikeout and a flyout. We've played five innings. It's scoreless here in Greenville. We'll be back on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you. And we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, this is Alex Cook of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. And now, back to Brian Rushing in the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth.
Top of the sixth inning, scoreless ball game. Cam Cauley, Jason Morabell, Sebastian Walcott. To bat here in the sixth inning against a new pitcher. For the Greenville Drive, Jeremy Wujeland. Get to some of his numbers here in just a moment. Is Wujeland the left-hander? Wujeland, a 6'2 left-hander out of Seattle, Washington, fourth-round pick back in 2020. Did not play. He's coming back from an injury. Did not play in 2023. So the count evens at 1-1. Cauley fouls it back to the screen. Wujeland this season, 0-1 record, making his eighth appearance, 7.88 ERA, 8 innings, 8 hits, 10 runs, 7 earned, 7 walks, 13 strikeouts, a 2.42 average against. So Wujeland delivers. Cauley drives that ball out toward the team store beyond the Reedy's Clubhouse and the TD Bank Family Terrace. Wujeland misses outside. At 96 miles an hour. Two ball, two strike count. Cauley waits on the pitch. Slider cut on and missed. Cauley strikes out for the second time in the ballgame. That'll bring up Jason Morabell. Dalton Rogers went five innings, gave up two hits, no runs. He walked a batter, struck out four. It's Jason Morabell will step to the plate. Morabell swung through the 90-mile-an-hour pitch of Jeremy Wuyeland. And Morabell's already going to call his timeout. He just about lost his helmet. He was hyper-aggressive on that swing. Wuyeland delivers that ball in the dirt, evens the count at 1-1. The Drive have out-hit the Crawdads 5-2. They did that last night when they out-hit the Crawdads 3-2. The Crawdads scored in the first inning. It's Jason Morabell strokes that out to right field, drifting back and making the play is Jostenson Garcia. I don't think he saw it well initially off the bat, but was able to recover just enough to make the catch as there's two down in the inning. I thought for a second there that once Garcia had turned hard that maybe he was going to get beaten out to the warning track. As it turns out, he was able to throw his glove up and make the catch to retire Morabell. And that's going to bring up Sebastian Walcott. Walcott 0-for-1 in the ballgame, a walk and a stolen base in the first inning. So this is a club that's 13 straight scoreless innings against this Greenville Drive team. And they need to change that. That would be awesome right here. As Wuyeland misses outside to even the count at 1-1. Jackson Kelly did his job in the bottom half of the fifth inning, getting a strikeout and a flyout with the bases, with a runner at third, I should say. Joseph Montalvo got out of his own trouble in the fourth inning when the bases were loaded and two down. But now the game is in the hands of the bullpens, respectively. As Walcott behind a ball and two strikes. The pitch from Wuyeland. That ball's popped up. And it's going to head up this way on the rooftop. The count stays at 1-2. Wuyeland delivers. Walcott out to short. Cutter Coffee fields it. The throw across the infield. In time to beat Walcott to the bag. A 1-2-3 inning for Jeremy Wuyeland. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth. A scoreless ball game here in Greenville. We'll be back on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you. And we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the sixth inning, scoreless ball game. Brian Gonzalez to face off against Jackson Kelly. It'll be Gonzalez, Ugueto, and Lopez, 5-6-7 in the order, against Jackson Kelly. Kelly, this is his first action so far in the series against the Greenville Drives. The first pitch cut on and missed. Kelly can work the fastball in on the hands of a right-handed hitter anywhere between 84 and 88 miles an hour. That ball's going to get rolled to third base. Walcott's going to have to put this one in his pocket. That's a swinging bunt for Brian Gonzalez. Walcott was playing about as deep at third base as you would imagine, because ideally you don't think that Brian Gonzalez is going to get a swinging bunt. That's exactly what happened there, as he leads off with a base hit. It's the sixth given up by the Crawdads this evening. And that'll bring up Miguel Ugueto. Ugueto, 1-for-1 in the game officially. He doubled against the short wall in left field foul ground his last time up. Kelly, breaking ball. Thought for a second there that Jamal Allen was going to pump the arm for the strike. He hesitated a moment. Here's the pitch. This is outside. Count goes to 2-0. Jackson, Kelly, and the Crawdads trying to pick up their third win of the second half of the season. As Kelly will throw over to first. The Crawdads finished 28-38 in the first half. 66 games in the first half, 66 games in the second half. Here's the pitch. Fastball taken for a strike, and Gonzalez is dead to rights. Moeller got a great pitch. Ugueto did nothing on a swing or anything, and Moeller had a free throwing lane, and he darted one down to Ben Blackwell for out number one. Well, that was about as routine as you could get. So the count is 2-1. Kelly misses outside. Joseph Montalvo's numbers went 4 1/3, 5 hits allowed, no runs, 3 walks, 1 strikeout. Jackson Kelly's going to throw a ball to the outside edge that Ugueto did not think was strike two. But Allen took his time to pump the right arm for strike two, and Ugueto tossed the bat to the on-deck circle, or near the on-deck circle. So now he's got to come back. Kelly sets, delivers, breaking ball, cut on and missed. And Ugueto's going to have some parting words for Jamal Allen on the way back to the dugout. Second strikeout for Jackson Kelly with two down. That's going to bring up Eduardo Lopez. Soon as we're done tonight, we'll have the Black Tie Transportation postgame show where we'll take a look at everything that transpired here at Fluor Field. We'll give you a look at the scores of major league games we're keeping an eye on and the entirety of the South Atlantic League schedule. All in preparation for tomorrow's matchup. Pre-game tomorrow, 6:50, 7:05 first pitch. Breaking ball from Kelly, taken for a strike. As Lopez fouls it off toward the Hickory Crawdads dugout over on the third base side. Jay Sullinger is going to pop out of the dugout to claim that baseball and toss it to the bat boy. The 1-2. Cut on and missed. Jackson Kelly strikes out two in the inning. He struck out three so far. We go to the seventh, scoreless, on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
Luis Miesa steps to the plate to lead off the seventh inning against Jeremy Wu-Yellen. It'll be Miesa, Scott Figueroa here in the seventh inning. Miesa swings and misses on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball working away from him. No runs on two hits, one error for Hickory. 0-6-0 for Greenville. Miesa calls time. Several Hickory hitters taking early timeouts in their at-bat. Miesa now choking up a little bit. That ball hit back up the middle, just behind the bag, a broken bat. Cutter Coffey's throw is high, and Luis Miesa is going to reach. That's going to be an error on Cutter Coffey on the throw. Well, maybe that's exactly what the Hickory Crawdads need, is a little help from the drive. They got some at LP Friends Stadium. Is when the Crawdads went on that run, winning five of the first six, they got a little help from Greenville defensively. We'll see what happens here. Scott, is that ball in the dirt? And Dierso Lira tracks it down before Miesa can take a look at second. Quincy Scott, his last time up, rifled the ball through the infield on the right side as he's 1-for-2 in the ballgame. Wu-Yellen delivers. Scott rolls it foul over on the third base side. Into the Crawdads dugout. Here on this steamy Friday night, and I would imagine it's going to be no less steamy tomorrow. In fact, there's a heightened chance of rain in the area throughout the midday before it ultimately clears out. As the pitch misses down, count goes to 2-1. And when it gets steamy in these parts, it gets steamy. I can remember a number of games here at this ballpark where you're like, ugh, this is rough. Wu-Yellen delivers. Scott drives the ball out to right field. Garcia, that wasn't the smoothest route to the baseball, but he's able to make the catch. There's one down in the inning. And that's going to bring up Glider Figueroa. So Glider Figueroa steps to the plate. 0-for-2 in the ballgame, a strikeout and a ground down to short. So he takes a first pitch strike on the outside edge at 92 miles an hour. The Crawdads trying to get something here on this Scooby-Doo night, trying to somehow see if they can get the better of these meddling kids wearing the Mystery Machine jerseys. Figueroa takes a breaking ball for strike three, and there's two down. It's the second strikeout for Jeremy Wieland, and there's two down in the inning for Anthony Gutierrez. Gutierrez has flown out to center. He's flown out to left. I'd like to see Anthony Gutierrez fly out to the second row of the monster seats. That's what I'd like to see. If he does, it'd be his first home run of the season. No time like the present. He swings and misses. Count goes to 0-2. Nieces takes his lead over at first, being held on by Brian Gonzalez. Here's the pitch from Wieland. That ball hit out to second. Ravello fields it. The throw across in time. An error by the drive. Does them no harm. They leave the runner on, and we go to the stretch. Bottom of the seventh inning. Scoreless ball game here at Fluor Field. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Luis Ravello and Derso Lira and Abram Liendo, 8-9-1 to bat here in the bottom of the seventh against Jackson Kelly in a scoreless ball game. The last time that these two clubs faced off against one another at Fluor Field on a Friday night, it was a 1-0 win for the Greenville Drive. I think it's only fair that the Hickory Crawdads turn the tables on the drive on a Friday night. They can have the fireworks off the field as long as the Crawdads get the fireworks on the field. That ball fouled back. Count evens at 1-1. Jackson Kelly on for his second full inning of relief as he got the Crawdads out of the fifth and was pretty effective in the sixth as well. The ball lifted to foul ground. That's going to be up and out of play onto the TD Family Terrace. Kelly sets. Holds at the belt, the 1-2. Misses high. Count goes to 2-2. There is bullpen action for the Greenville Drive as Jeremy Wieland was going to get an appearance tonight. It was part of their plan and going two innings max as Ravello is going to get plunked right in the orange 5 on the back of his jersey. So it'll be a hit by pitch to get things started here in the seventh inning. And he is smarting at home plate. He is going to meander down to first. That's going to bring up Endear Solera. Lira's 0 for 2 in the ballgame. Fly out to center, a pop out to short. Kelly. Lira fouls it off the end of the bat as it's really hard for Lira to hang around long enough with that slow bending curveball, breaking ball, frisbee slider, whatever you want to call it. It's Kelly. Goes back out there. This time, no commitment by Lira. The count evens at 1-1. Lira is going to foul that one off the end of his bat. That was about 3 feet from being a fair ball and about 3 feet from being caught by Luis Mieses. As it would have certainly been an easy double play as Ravello was on the move. As Lira pops that up into foul ground behind first base. On the track, Mieses makes the catch, and there's one down. And that's going to bring up Abram Liendo. Liendo 2 for 2 in the ball game. He's walked, he's doubled, he's singled, he's stolen 2 bases, and he was picked off at second in the first inning. Kelly delivers. Strike one. As Kelly works from that sidearm delivery, some would call it three-quarter. I think it's a little further south than three-quarter, not a complete submarine. It's that pitch. Strike two. Liendo in a bit of difficulty here. Ravello takes his lead at first. The pitch from Kelly. Lifted foul. That's going to be up and out of play. So it's going to get actually underneath the rooftop and land amongst the fans behind the Hickory Crawdads dugout. Top of the seventh inning, the Baltimore Orioles have a 2-0 lead on the Texas Rangers. San Diego Padres beating up on Boston pretty good, 9-1. Not been a great night for Nick Pivetta. They're in the top of the sixth. They're the Braves having their way with the Pirates, 6-0 in the top of the sixth. It's Kelly misses high. Count goes to 1-2. Last night, the pitching got the better of the hitting here at the ballpark, and not much has changed in this one. It's that ball down the third baseline, just foul, as Liendo tried to go opposite way. When he's at the plate as the left-handed batter, he gets a pull shift from the Crawdads, and he tried to poke one down the third baseline. The Rangers have scored in the top of the seventh inning. They've got the bases loaded. They're now down 2-1. Love to see Jackson Kelly here get a ground ball double play or a line out double play. Whatever. Here's the pitch. That ball driven out to right field. Morabell ranging over, makes the catch, and there's two down. Hit well by Liendo, but right at Morabell. He basically moved three or four steps as he was able to make the play. And that's going to bring up Alan Castro. Castro, a pair of grounds out, a pair of ground outs, and a pop foul to third as he is 0 for 3 in the ballgame. Kelly. Slow bender to the plate. Castro swings through it. The 0-1 from Kelly. Strike two. Two down here, bottom of the seventh inning. It's out near Greer. There's some clouds forming, may have some rain in them. So that's out beyond center field here. Probably about 15, 20 minutes Greenville driving time. I don't think it's headed this direction. The 0-2 from Kelly. Cut on and missed. Jackson Kelly has gone 2 2/3 innings. He's allowed a hit. He's hit a batter, and that's it. We go to the eighth, scoreless, here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Top of the eighth inning, a scoreless ball game here at Fluor Field. So glad that you could join us inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth. Brian Rushing here with you on this Friday night. It's Ian Moeller, Ben Blackwell, Cam Cauley, 8-9-1 in the order, will bat for Hickory here against a new pitcher. So now pitching, Radis Sena. Sena's first delivery, fastball at 89, taken for a strike. Radis Sena, we've seen him. We'll get to his numbers here in just a moment. It's the pitch to Moeller, taken for strike two at 95. As Moeller takes the timeout, Radis Sena, 5'10 right-hander out of the Dominican, international free agent signed from back in 2018. Wheels and fires the 0-2. Moeller's going to bounce that one down the third baseline. He's going to have himself a base knock. Ian Moeller has himself a swinging bunt. It's the third hit
for the Hickory Crawdads in the first hit since the fourth inning. As that is a base knock for Ian Moeller, as that brings up Ben Blackwell. Blackwell has one of two hits. He got a single in the third inning to center field. Blackwell tried to bunt Moeller over. He fouls it back to the screen. Crawdads have been out hit 6-3 in this contest, but if you scratch a run across and you win this ball game, nobody's really going to care. Santa. It's the fastball to Blackwell at 89, taken for a strike. Ray DeSanta, 2-3 record on the year with a 4.18 ERA, making his 17th appearance. 28 innings complete so far this season. As Blackwell swings and misses. And there's one down in the eighth inning. Jeremy Wu Yellen went two innings. No runs, no hits. Struck out a couple of hitters in his work. Had a batter reach on an error. That was it. As Cam Cauley will step to the plate. Cauley takes the pitch up. Finishing up a look at Santa's numbers. Santa, 28 innings, 24 hits, 14 runs, 13 earned, 11 walks, 40 strikeouts. A 2.18 average against. Here's the pitch. Cauley swings and misses. Count evens at 1-1. Got started 2 hours and 1 minute ago. Scoreless ball game, just like when we started. Top of the eighth inning. Moeller takes his lead, being held on by Brian Gonzalez over at first. Santa sets, delivers. Cauley. Over to short. The play made by Cutter Coffey. Ravello's throw to first is in time. A bang-bang play at first. Cam Cauley is cut down 6-4-3 to end the eighth inning. We go to the bottom of the eighth. A scoreless ball game here at Fluor Field. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.HickoryCrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at LP Friends Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Friends Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Maggie Hartnett of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Bottom of the eighth inning. Luis Ramirez is on to pitch for the Hickory Crawdads, as you can hear. a middle of the eighth inning tradition in Boston, Massachusetts, as well as Greenville, South Carolina, as they brought back Jadu tonight. Jeremiah Dew, the longtime MC here at the ballpark, playing a cameo performance tonight on Scooby-Doo Night. And we play ball, and they continue singing. It's Ramirez, breaking ball for strike one to Cutter Coffee. Cutter Coffee, Yostinson Garcia, Brian Gonzalez, 3-4-5 against Luis Ramirez. Ramirez, the 6-2 right-hander out of L.A. It's the pitch to Cutter Coffee, misses. Cutter Coffee got the inning-ending double play going with Luis Ravello over to Brian Gonzalez to close out the eighth inning against the Crawdads. Two ball, one strike count. Ramirez, 0-3 record on the year with a 7.24 ERA, making his 16th appearance. Had four starts earlier in the year. As that pitch out to Walcott, fields it in very shallow left field to throw across, and Miesus can't come away with the baseball. By the time Walcott had actually put that in his glove, he had 2 feet in the grass. Miesus couldn't come away with the throw as Walcott, I believe, tried to skip it over. I just think he actually threw the ball too close to Miesus. So they're going to give that a hit. Okay. Yostinson Garcia will step to the plate. It would have taken a long throw. It's not like Walcott doesn't have the arm strength to make that play. He's got it and then some. Nevertheless, Coffee reaches. He's over at first with the infield knock, sort of. Ramirez delivers. Garcia rolls that one foul. Garcia's not the kind of guy that really likes to put the ball on the ground. He likes to elevate it. That's the one thing that Luis Ramirez is going to try to prevent from happening here in this situation. Ramirez delivers. Garcia hits a line drive halfway off the wall and left. And Cutter Coffee, that was very well played by Quincy Scott. Garcia hit the ball so hard off the wall, Quincy Scott knew that he couldn't track it like it was going to land in the on the warning track. He played it well off the track. It bounced perfectly to him. He was able to get the throw in quickly. So it looked impressive, but it's just a single. Runners at first and second. And that brings up Brian Gonzalez. And this is a tough spot here. You got one of the better power hitters in all the South Atlantic League at the plate with runners at first and second and nobody out. Jackson Kelly was really good in his 2 2/3 innings pitched. Gave up a hit, no runs. He didn't walk anybody. He hit a batter, but he struck out four. He was really good tonight. Zat ball hit to third. Walcott fields it, but it's just foul. Jamal Allen was all over that call, and it was an accurate call. Had it been a fair ball, it would have been trouble because Walcott was not going to be able to get to third, I don't think. His momentum was carrying him toward the TD Bank Family Terrace. And Coffee had a significant lead heading toward third. The 0-1 to Gonzalez. The pitch hit sharply to Walcott off the glove. Colley throws across in time. That's a great play. That is a great play by Cam Colley. Was able to change direction on the angle as it went off the glove of Walcott. And he made a good throw over to Miesus. And Miesus had the purpose of mind to go to the first base bag regardless. If he would have fallen asleep at any point in that play, Colley's got no throw. Everybody moves up 90 feet. The infield's going to be playing in, but there's one down, and that brings up Miguel Yugueto. as it's your garden variety 5-6-3 put out. As Uguaito swings and misses. It's a daunting spot. This is a turbulent time for the Crawdads. Bottom of the eighth inning. A scoreless ball game. The breaking ball from Ramirez misses. You do have Eduardo Lopez at the plate or in the on-deck circle. One ball, one strike count. As the pitch fouled back to work the count to 1-2. So we got a lot of things going on here. First base is open. At some point, I'm sure that is in the mind of the Crawdads brain trust over in the third base dugout. This would be a huge out, however. The pitch misses. Count goes to 2-2. The skies continue to darken beyond center and left center. Don't see any lightning. Not that that necessarily has any relevance on what we've got here. As Ramirez steps off, and that's the second disengagement. And he's got to remember that. Or maybe it's the first. I need to remember that. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Uguaito checks his swing. The count runs full. Well, Ramirez stepped off again, so it was clearly the second one now. He cannot do that again. The pitch hit sharply, and we're going to have a stoppage of play. I think that's going to be interference. And that's a great break for the Hickory Crawdads. That's a phenomenal break for the Hickory Crawdads. Iggy Suarez is going to come out. He's going to disagree with the call. Cam Cawley was trying to field the ball to his glove side. And the base runner at second, Yostinson Garcia, made contact with Cawley. Maybe Cawley had the presence of mind to know that if there was contact made there, that would put the runner back at third. There'd be no runner to score, and Garcia would be out. Whatever the case may be, Garcia is now out at second. They're going to put the runner back at third, and there's going to be runners on the corners with two down in the inning. That is a tremendous play in the greater context of this game. Iggy Suarez is trying to plead the case. I don't know that there's a call to make here. I think Connor Crowell had that one from the jump. So Cutter Coffey's going to have to return to third. There's no run scored. It's going to be interference. Garcia's the second out of the inning. The fans are booing, but that's because it didn't go their way. Uguaito reaches on what is effectively a fielder's choice, six unassisted because of the interference or obstruction. Eduardo Lopez will step to the plate, and Ramirez is one batter away from possibly getting out of this eighth inning. That ball is going to be lifted, foul. Is it going to stay in play? No, it's not. It's in the crowd. So a perilous circumstance, as that ball could have very easily been a base hit. In fact, it got through. It got past Cam Cawley. But it could be debated that if Cawley isn't interfered with, he makes the play. Now, does he get the runner heading home? Probably not. Garcia just simply has to make sure that he avoids all contact with Cawley in that situation. Didn't happen. Crawdads get a break. It's the proper call, But it's a fortuitous play for the Crawdads. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Misses down. Now again, Lopez walked earlier in the ball game to load the bases for Ravello. Well, that ball is fouled off. As I should say, it was Andirso Lira that singled after. Well, it was an infield single by Ravello. The 2-2. Ramirez deals. Fouled off. Just got a piece of it. Did Lopez. Lopez walked back in the fourth inning. Ravello would get an infield single to load the bases before Lira would pop to short to get out of that fourth inning jam. Another jam here in the eighth inning that Luis Ramirez is trying to get out of. Here's the pitch. Sad ball driven out to right field. Morabell's drifting back. Can he make the catch? He will not. It bounces off the top of the wall. One run will score. Rounding third and heading home. The throw to the plate is not in time. It's 2-0 in favor of the Greenville Drive. Eduardo Lopez was 6 inches away from making it a 3-0 ball game with a 3-run shot. He hit it off the GSP International Airport sign, off the very tip top of the sign. It bounced back to Morabell. It's a 2-run double. And the Greenville Drive on the board. And that'll bring up Luis Ravello. The 10th hit of the game. It's Ravello out to center field. Anthony Gutierrez will make the catch. And that'll retire the side. But 2 runs plate for the Greenville Drive. We go to the 9th inning. A 2-0 lead for Greenville. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the 9th inning. Crawdads need a couple runs to stay in this one. It's Reda Sena, who came on to pitch the 8th inning, has a chance to close this one out as he is the pitcher of record for the Greenville Drive. I want to correct a scoring that I had from earlier. The interference did not make that a fielder's choice, 6 unassisted. What it did was it was a base hit. In that circumstance, for Miguel Ugueto, he gets credit for a base hit. It is a 6 unassisted on the interference, but it's not a fielder's choice. It's a base hit. That's why the Drive have 10 hits in the ballgame. They had 4 hits in that frame. And the 2-run double for Eduardo Lopez makes it a 2-0 ball game. Jason Morbell, Sebastian Walcott, Luis Miesus to bat here in the ninth. Can the Crawdads get back into this game? A 2-1 loss last night as they have gone 16 consecutive innings without a run. As the pitch misses outside, and Sena has fallen behind 3-0 to Jason Morbell. As the pitch misses, it'll end up behind home plate at the backstop, and Jason Morbell is going to walk to start out the ninth inning. Chad Comer is going to send a runner out to second base. So Sebastian Walcott is at the plate. A runner at first base. Top of the ninth inning, a 2-0 ball game. Walcott puts a charge into the baseball. It's deep. It's going to hit a truck on the way out, but it's a foul ball. Sebastian Walcott hit that baseball out onto the street. Unfortunately, no one was able to move the foul pole about 30 yards to the left. So the count goes to 1-2. Reyda Sena sets high. Here's the pitch. Walcott swinging and missing. There's one down in the inning. That's Sena's second strikeout of the game, and that brings up Luis Miesus. The runner at first base is Marcus Smith. We'll throw over to first. 1 down here in the top of the ninth inning, a 2-0 lead for the Greenville Drive. Miesus takes a strike. Miesus to first, goes off the glove of Gonzalez. Gonzalez is able to recover and gets to the first base bag in time to beat Miesus. That's a fortuitous bounce for Greenville. The Crawdads got one a half an inning ago. Well, the drive got one there as it went up the arm of Brian Gonzalez Brian Gonzalez was able to barehand it in the air and scamper back to first. If that ball hits the ground with the amount of spin that's on it, Gonzalez never makes that play, and it's first and second with one out. As it turns out, Quincy Scott steps to the plate with two down in the inning. Marcus Smith is the runner at second, as he came on to run for Jason Morabell. But Marcus Smith in this circumstance is not entirely relevant here. If he scores and he's the only one to score, it's a 2-1 loss for the Crawdads. Can Scott do something to change the narrative here? It's the breaking ball taken for strike one. Two down here in the top of the ninth inning. A two-run double an inning ago by Eduardo Lopez has given the Greenville Drive the advantage. That pitch from Santa misses down. Count evens at 1-1. The Crawdads have been out hit 10-3. Four hits for the Drive in inning number eight. Three all night for the Crawdads. Here's the pitch. Misses down. The count goes to 2-1. Santa Scott fouls it back. It's going to bounce back down onto the seating area behind home plate. And the count goes to 2-2. And this crowd is going to get a little bit animated in this circumstance when they've got a lead in the top of the ninth inning and they get two strikes and two outs. They make a little noise. They don't even have to be told to do so. The pitch. Scott swings and misses. That's the ball game. A 2-0 win for the Greenville Drive on this Friday night. And we come back on the other side of the break. We will have the Black Tie Transportation post-game show on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
It's now time for the Black Tie Transportation Crawdads postgame show, where we take a look back at tonight's game and get you ready for the next Crawdads broadcast. Let's go to the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Back here at Fluor Field, another nail biter, another heartbreaker for the Hickory Crawdads. They have been saddled with this being become way too much of a habit here at this ballpark as they lose 2-0 tonight.
Last night, 2-1 loss. Tonight, a 2-0 loss. We've seen a couple of real nail-biters in the previous series between these two clubs, as the Greenville Drive have guaranteed at least a split regardless of what happens in the next two contests. As let's take a look at some of the unhappy numbers. 2 hours, 25 minutes was the length of the game. Hickory Crawdads, no runs on 3 hits, 1 error. 2 runs on 10 hits, 1 error for the Greenville Drive. As Greenville moves their record to 4-3 in the second half of the season, the Crawdads fall to 2-5. Taking the win for Greenville this evening, Reda Sena moves his record to 3-3 on the year. Luis Ramirez, his record falls to 0-4 on this season. As the game effectively came down to the eighth inning, there was a lot of drama, a lot of activity in the eighth inning, as the Crawdads were given a little help, as Yostinson Garcia was called for interference on what was ultimately logged as a single in the bottom of the eighth inning for Miguel Ugueto. But it was Eduardo Lopez in the bottom of the eighth inning who had a 2-run double to give us the final margin in this ballgame. That was the only run-scoring hit of the game, as Eduardo Lopez was the hero on this Friday night. As Joseph Montalvo went 4 1/3 innings of scoreless starting action, Jackson Kelly was fantastic in relief, 2 2/3 innings of scoreless relief. But the eighth inning was the bugaboo for the Crawdads tonight. A 2-run double from Eduardo Lopez makes it a 2-0 win for the Greenville Drive, as they'll go for the series win tomorrow here at Fluor Field. We come back on the other side of the break. We'll wrap up this evening's contest with a look around the South Atlantic League. Major League Baseball action of note, all on this Friday night. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Back here for the final segment of the Black Tie Transportation post-game show here inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth, as the lights have gone down and the fireworks get started here at Fluor Field. 2-0 win for the Greenville Drive, as they have clinched already a series split with the Hickory Crawdads. It's the Hickory Crawdads. We'll try to see if they can cut this deficit tomorrow with a game at 7:05. We'll get to that in just a moment. Final score in Major League Baseball tonight: the Baltimore Orioles beat the Texas Rangers 2-1 tonight, as the Texas Rangers fall to 37-45 on the year. The San Diego Padres beating the Boston Red Sox 9-2 in the top of the eighth inning. The Atlanta Braves in the top of the eighth inning have a 6-0 advantage on the Pittsburgh Pirates. South Atlantic League scores this evening, and we've got some really lopsided scores. Rome beating up on Winston-Salem 13-0 in the ninth inning. Greensboro beating Jersey Shore 12-1 in the top of the ninth inning. Game that just went final, Brooklyn beat Aberdeen 7-0. Hudson Valley has a 6-2 lead in the bottom of the eighth on Wilmington. And Bowling Green is smashing Asheville, bottom of the fifth inning. Bottom of the fifth inning, 15-0. As we've had some real one-sided affairs in the South Atlantic League on this Friday night. Tonight here at Fluor Field, anything but. A 2-0 win for the Greenville Drive, as Eduardo Lopez two-run double in the bottom of the eighth inning is the difference for the Drive as they have claimed the third game out of four in this series. So that sets up tomorrow. As tomorrow, the Hickory Crawdads will be on the air with the Crawdads pregame show at 6:50. 6:50 will be our airtime as the Hickory Crawdads will be taking on the Greenville Drive. 7:05 first pitch tomorrow evening. Is getting the start, the scheduled start for the Hickory Crawdads will be Alejandro Rosario, the 6'1 right-hander out of Miami, Florida, a fifth-round pick from last year's draft. He's been really good down east. He gets his debut tomorrow night. He's scheduled to start against the Greenville Drive. We'll be on the air at 6:50 for a 7:05 first pitch from right here at Fluor Field. So we want to thank Ashley Salinas, Robbie Willis, Douglas LoCascio, everyone back at LP Franz Stadium. I want to thank all the good people here with the Greenville Drive for making this a possibility for me to bring the game to you here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We're back tomorrow, 6:50. Until then, have a great night, everybody. We will see you next time on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We thank you for listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, Black Tide Transportation, and Sunbelt Rentals. We hope to see you next time on the Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.